like nobody's home.
Well, he's here. He knows the minute he steps out, I'm changing the locks on him.
It's an old guy, huh? I don't much enjoy evicting old folks.
This particular one will change your way of thinking.
Mr. Scurr! It's the sheriff! Can you open up, please?
Go ahead and open it up.
Oh, God almighty. What the hell's he got in here?
Feels like a whole lot of something went bad.
Mr. Scurr, I'm armed. You don't want to come out now.
Bedroom's back that way.
Mr. Scurr?
Arthur Dales?
Who's asking?
I'm a profiler with the Behavioral Sciences Unit. You are Arthur Dales, former special agent with the Bureau? I need to ask you some questions about a man named Edward Scurr. You opened a file on him in 1952.
I don't recall.
I brought the case file here with me.
How long have you been in the Bureau?
Do you know what an X-file is?
It's an unsolved case.
No, it's a case that's been designated unsolved.
Mr. Dales, most of your report has been censored, as you can see. Now, if somebody's trying to bury this case, I'd like to know why. According to your report, Edward Skurr disappeared 38 years ago, before you had a chance to arrest him for a series of stranger killings in which the victim's internal organs had all been removed.
And now you found him?
Yes, last week. Shot to death by a sheriff serving an eviction notice. A man was also found in his bathroom with all his soft tissue removed.
Well, if he's dead, there's nothing you need from me.
Sir, my name is Mulder. You know that name. And so did Edward Skurr. How?
Have you ever heard of HUAC, Agent Mulder? The House Un-American Activities Committee? No. Before your time, you wouldn't know. They hunted communists in America in the 40s and 50s. They found practically nothing. You think they would have found nothing unless nothing was what they wanted to find?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't see the connection.
Abe, you're not supposed to.
Chief Red Hunter, Senator Joseph McCarthy, and FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover join forces. Working through Congress, the senator from Wisconsin and the legendary lawman vow to wipe out the Red Menace within our own federal government. Roy Cohn, chief counsel at the McCarthy hearings, warns communist mind control can strike anywhere, at any time. It is those Americans sympathetic to the communist cause, the so-called fellow travelers, who pose the greatest threat to our national security. So says the young U.S. attorney, and he should know. It was Mr. Cohn that brought those atomic spies, the Rosenbergs, to justice. It was his staunch defense of the American way of life that first brought Roy Cohn to the attention of Senator McCarthy. With the support of the FBI, Mr. Cohn and Mr. McCarthy vow to work tirelessly to root out the more than 70 suspected communist spies and the untold numbers of U.S. McCarthy vowed to work tirelessly to root out the more than 70 suspected communist spies and the untold numbers of fellow travelers working in our own State Department. Spies and the untold numbers of fellow travelers working in our own state.
Mr. Dales, I brought you some coffee.
Speak.
Edward Skurr died saying a name, my name, my father's name.
Go ask your father.
My father and I don't really speak.
I told you I can't help you.
Mr. Dales, I want the truth, and I will subpoena you to get it if I have to.
Before his disappearance, Skurr worked for the State Department just like your old man did. You had to have suspected the connection before you came here yesterday, but you said nothing.
The man that Edward Skurr killed 38 years ago, was my father involved? How?
Skurr killed this man the way he did all the others. All the soft tissue, the internal organs, ligature, all were removed without tearing the skin.
The coroner wasn't able to determine how.
Oh, I can tell you how. What I can't tell you is why.
It said in your report that Skurr was suspected of being a communist.
Well, that's what they said he was. That's what they said they all were. To us, Skurr was just another name on a list. Another communist spy at the State Department.
We had no idea who or what Edward Skurr really was.
May I help you?
My name's Arthur Dales, ma'am. I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is my partner, Agent Michael. Is your husband in?
What do you want with him?
Supper's getting cold, sweetheart. I'll take care of this.
Edward Skurr?
Yes.
You're under arrest for contempt of Congress. Failure to appear before the committee.
I'm a family man, for God's sake.
Well, you should have thought of that before you decided to betray your country, Red.
Edward?
Let's go.
What have I found?
You planted that.
I'll plant one in your keister, Bolshevik. You don't watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, I...
Get out.
Louise, what'd you do? Take a swim in the Potomac?
I'd probably be drier if I had. Got something to warm me up?
Where's your partner?
He's processing a prisoner.
You guys still busting Reds?
Until Mr. Hoover tells us different.
Good for you, Mr. Dales. Yeah. Mr. Dales? For you.
Yeah.
You trying to reach me?
No. Why?
I thought maybe you heard about Skurr.
What about him?
He's dead. He hung himself in his cell. The guards found him about 20 minutes ago. What do you figure? Commie Central Command tells these mopes to snuff themselves and they've been a capture?
I gotta go.
Everything okay?
Nothing a little bourbon won't cure.
I didn't know what I should say to her. I'm sorry about your loss, Mrs. Skurr. If there's anything I can do... The words sounded hollow. No matter what I said, I was the man who'd busted her husband. Turned her life upside down. I sat there for over an hour trying to find my courage in a bottle. And then I saw someone I couldn't have seen. Now it was my life that we turned upside down.
Edward Skurr!
Seemed clear to me that morning, despite what I'd seen the night before. I still thought I knew who the bad guys and the good guys were. But that was all about to change.
Yeah. Let me call you back. What did the watch commander say?
They're still going door to door in the neighborhood. There's no sign of them yet.
They're not going to find him, Marty. Open it up.
Skirt.
Maybe you want to change your description of the suspect who assaulted you.
When were these taken?
Last night. 2 hours before you say Skirt attacked you. You had a few. You feeling bad about what happened? It's understandable.
I didn't have that much to drink.
Just leave Skirt's name out of your report. Nobody else has to know.
I already filed my report an hour ago.
Dales. Call for you.
Yes. I'll be right there.
It's the Justice Department. They want to talk to me.
Agent Dales, have a seat. You know who I am?
You prosecuted the Rosenbergs. Now you're working with Mr. Hoover and Senator McCarthy.
Then you know how important my work is. How vital it is to the future of this country that these rats, these vermin, who dare call themselves Americans, be exposed as the traitors they are.
I don't interest myself in politics, Mr. Cohn.
Everything is political, Agent Dales. Like this report you filed this morning. We've spoken to Mrs. Skirr and the neighbors. You seem to be the only person who can identify that man as Edward Skirr.
Do you believe me, then?
We are fighting a powerful enemy in a war of ideology. In any war, there are secrets, truths that must be kept from the public in order to serve the greater good.
You want me to amend my report? Take out any reference to Edward Skirr? I don't understand.
You're not supposed to understand. You're supposed to follow orders.
Thank you.
Dales.
I'd never so much as faked an expense report or used a bureau car to drive home, so lying didn't sit well with me, even if I was under orders. I wanted to leave behind the business with Edward Skirr and never hear that name again, but it was too late. By then, Skirr had already become a murderer.
Homicide call came in from Chevy Chase PD. Advise and assist.
Well, where are they?
Must have come and gone.
I know this song. They're playing it the day my unit rolled into Berlin.
Guy must be a kraut.
Yeah. Well-connected kraut.
There you go. I got 6 ounces of German shrapnel in my can, and this kraut gets to shake hands with the president.
What's that? You smell that?
Yeah, kinda. Hospital smell. Formaldehyde, maybe? Connected dead kraut.
What the hell happened to him?
Hands in the air! Over there! Over there! Come on, now, fellas! FBI! FBI!
Credentials in my front coat pocket. Hey, easy on the material.
I'm Agent Michael. This is my partner, Agent Dales. Who called you guys out here?
You did, you mope. We got the call from your department.
We don't know nothing about that.
Then who brought you guys out here?
One of his nurses called in. Said the doc didn't show up for surgery this morning.
Well, something tells me he ain't gonna make it.
I was summoned to the bar by a man who'd already been to the doctor's house that morning. It was the man, Agent Mulder, you came here to ask me about.
Chevy Chase?
I tried to save that man, but I was too late.
Skurr killed him?
He'll kill you too. Skurr's not a communist. He's a patriot. All of these men are patriots.
What are you talking about? What men?
There were 3 men, veterans, working at the State Department. Skurr, Gissing, and Obermann.
Gissing and Obermann? I read those names on a censored report.
They're dead now.
Murdered?
No. Dead by their own hand. They couldn't live with what they'd become. What they'd been turned into. And Skurr's the last.
Why did they put out that story about him hanging himself?
Because they had to do something to cover up what they'd done to him. Label him a communist. Say he killed himself and put him up someplace where no one's even gonna look for him. But his escape threatens everything.
Threatens what? What did they do to him?
You asked me here.
And I risked my career and my family by coming here. But the crimes these men have committed against innocent people, I can't have that on my conscience anymore. Someone needs to know the truth.
Who are you?
My name's Mulder. I work at the State Department.
Attaboy, tail gunner.
Investigating committee that
give him hell.
McCarthy would become chairman of the investigating committee, and if he does, they'll make
Ah, Myrtle. Jeez. Dumb cat.
Oh, damn it! Damn it, Myrtle!
All right then, Mr. Waldo. Who is this day you want me to arrest?
You can't arrest these men.
Why not?
It's political.
What are you telling me? Are you telling me that Mr. Cohen and Senator McCarthy are involved in this? Is Skur after them too?
Skur wants vengeance for what they did to him. He's a killer now. He can only guess at the dimensions of this conspiracy. But he thinks you're part of it. You and your partner.
Phone. What's the number?
Contact 50133.
You don't use the same tactics.
I knew we should have got a dog.
He could have force-fed him a corrosive agent of some kind, an acid maybe. Except I don't know why it wouldn't have burned through the skin.
Would that account for the smell?
Yeah, maybe. We won't know for sure till we get a toxicology report. Hopefully we'll have an answer for you in 6 to 8 weeks.
Meanwhile, we can at least start on a physical exam of the body, such as it is.
Agent Dales.
Hey, where do you think you're taking that? This man's a veteran. The body goes to Bethesda. Howard, take care of this.
Mr. Cohen, these men are going to the county morgue. An autopsy needs to be performed.
Come here. Give us a minute.
Let's go.
You want to test me. See how fast I can pull the chain and flush you. You want to see your name on a list? Are you now or have you ever been?
What the hell are you talking about? I'm no communist.
You are if I say you are. This is a matter of national security. Take this body out of here. Get it out. See? You're a patriot again.
When your partner dies, a piece of you dies with him. I'd been threatened by Mr. Cohen, but I couldn't leave it alone, not while Michael's killer was still out there. Not if I wanted to live with myself. I knew Skur had killed Michael out of vengeance for what had been done to him. Your father had told me as much. But your father also said that there were two other men who had had the same thing done to them. Men who were already dead. Finding out what happened to them at least might help me understand what Skur had become. Understand how my partner was killed.
What is this?
The deposition that names Edward Skur and these other two men as communists.
It's all censored.
By the committee. To protect the identity of the witness.
There was no witness. This whole thing's been manufactured. Edward Scurr is no communist, either of these other two men, Gissing and Obermann. I want to see their files, Gissing and Obermann.
I already checked. They're missing. But I recognize one of these names. It's in an X-file.
An X-file?
Yes, unsolved cases. I file them under X.
Why don't you file them under U for unsolved?
That's what I did until I ran out of room. Plenty of room in the X's.
Who decides when a case gets an X?
The director's office. It's kind of a dead end. No one's supposed to see them, but it makes for interesting reading. Here it is. A German emigre, Dr. Strohmann, patriated here after the war. He was found dead in his office last week at the VA.
Let me guess. They weren't able to explain how his body just kind of collapsed, right?
Yes.
Gissing? His name's in this file somewhere?
Yes, he was a patient, found dead on the scene. Suicide. I guess he didn't much care for his treatment.
They think he killed his doctor and then killed himself? How did Gissing kill this man?
That's why it's an X-file. They don't know.
And I could guess his body's still here. The VA's been trying to have a transfer.
Why haven't they?
Yeah, this fellow's a bigwig in the State Department. His family's been kicking up a stink.
What is this?
Looks like he had some surgery. Judging by the color of the scar, I'd say it was fairly recent.
I want you to cut this man open.
No, I can't do that. His family will have my head.
Gissing and a man named Scurr were patients of the same doctors.
I think whatever was done to this man was also done to the man who killed my partner. It may be the only way we have to explain how he died.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like it's lodged into his esophagus. Wait a minute. Those are sutures. Whatever this is, someone put it there.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
Mrs. Scurr, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
You have a lot of nerve coming here.
Your husband. You know he's not dead.
How dare you?
Your husband was discredited in order to cover up a crime, Mrs. Scurr. A crime that was committed upon him, against his will.
Whatever was done to my husband, you're part of it.
According to VA records, your husband underwent surgery for war injuries. So did two other men that he worked with at the State Department. But the surgeries that they received, it wasn't what they thought it was. It had nothing to do with their war injuries.
Then what was it?
It's called xenotransplantation. It's the grafting of another species into the human body. It's a procedure that Nazi doctors experimented with during the war, and I believe that they continued their work here, using your husband and these other two men as unwitting test subjects. I want to expose what was done to your husband, Mrs. Scurr. I can't do that unless I have his help.
Get in. Just get in.
I told you not to come down here.
That FBI agent came back.
I'm getting worse.
He says he wants to help you.
It's too late to help me. I can't help myself anymore.
Leave us alone.
Mr. Director.
Leave us. In 1945, at the time of the first conference to map out the peace after the Second World War, they lived within the Soviet orbit. 180 million people. Lined up on the anti-totalitarian side at that time were 1,625 million people. Today, Mr. Dales, just 7 years later, there are 800 million people under the absolute domination of Soviet Russia.
An increase of over 400%.
On our side, the figure has shrunk to around 500 million. In other words, in less than 7 years, the odds have changed from 9-1 in our favor to 8-5 against us. The threat of global communist domination is a reality that can be ignored only at the risk of our own annihilation.
The men we arrested weren't communists.
If we are to defeat the enemy, we must use their tools. We must go further. We must do those things which even our enemies would be ashamed to do. It is only through strength that we can make our enemies fear us and thereby ensure our own survival. You have one chance, Mr. Dales, to save yourself. To demonstrate that you have the strength to serve your country.
Make your meeting with Skr. Let him think you're alone. Put him at ease. We'll be in when the time is right.
So is this why you came to see me, Mr. Mulder? Make me your stalking horse?
I follow my orders.
I might need that.
We want him alive.
Turn the lights off out front. Just pull the door shut when you go.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Anything to help out the Bureau?
Did you come here to kill me or save me?
I'm here to help you, just like I told your wife.
My wife is dead. I'm dead too, inside.
Because of this thing they put in me. For what? To turn me into some kind of killing machine? Or just to see what would happen?
They're not coming, you know. They wanted me to kill you, or you wouldn't be here. You're part of their test now, too.
I don't want to kill you.
I know.
My father threw in with these men. He let them dictate his conscience.
Oh, don't fool yourself. None of us are free to choose. I was ruined for my insubordination. You keep digging through the X-Files, and they'll bury you too.
Skur died saying my father's name. Why?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, there was one thing you didn't explain. How Skur was able to get away. How he was able to live in obscurity for the last 38 years.
38 years? My God. Well, I kept hearing things through the years, you know. People would tell me things. I heard that he was dead, that he had been kept in some secret lab while he finished up the experiment. I even thought that maybe some poor innocent bastard, somebody with a conscience, might have let him go.
Why would anyone do that? Why let a killer go free?
In the hope that by letting him live, the truth of the crimes that were committed against him and the others might someday be exposed.
This.